Difficult to measure collective reparation. Leon Thompson indicated that she was personally colon cancer, history of colon polyp, this is surveillance colonoscopy. Date of birth is 2/24/1943. With metallic clip placed in the anastomo rigorous sedation of conduct procedure. After the time of sand, the patient played a return to the rectum after somebody signed a colon by a fresh or colon by a fresh versus a cecum. Putting the scope in, I saw about 5-7 centimeters from the anus. I saw the anastomosis, noted between anal and the rectal and sigmoid, probably sigmoid area from prior surgery from the patient with colon cancer removed 23 years ago. That anastomosis appeared to be a little small, but scope could be able to pass through the area right in the edge, about between 5 to 6 o'clock position. The inflamed area was seen, which was biopsied when I'm coming out of the colon. Patient scope upload all of the rectum, from the rectum all the way to descending colon, by fresh and colon by fresh, with sigmoid fracture. In the cecum, I saw 5 millimeter size, followed by hard force upon the surface, no gross spores like bleeding. Above the ileocecal valve, the proximal ascending colon, followed time 3, noted all flat, followed by 5 millimeter size. All three of them removed the hard force upon the surface, no post spores like bleeding. The ileocecal has a fair small amount of fibular. I did try to suction out the lavage with X amount of water. Coming out in anastomosis, that 5 to 6 o'clock position in anastomosis was inflamed. Biopsy were taken for a slag diagnosis to see any local recurrence. After the biopsy, it started oozing bleeding. So I placed two metallic clips times two with a good hemostasis, darkened picture. Coming into hemorrhage, I noted I did not do the retroflexion because there was not a space in the rectum left for the retroflexion. Coming out, saying total hemorrhage and then no extra hemorrhage. For sure, you're going to have 5 landscape cecum, number 2, fair prep, number 3, cecal polyp, 5 millimeters, times 1, remove the hard force of polypectomy, number 4, number 3 was the ascending colon polyp, times 3, all 5 number each, remove the hard force of ascending colon polypectomy, bleeding, number 5 was a patient has an anastomosis noted at the recto sigmoid area, only about 5 to 7 centimeters from the anus. The anastomosis appeared to be slightly smaller, but not obstructing the scope. And I saw about 5 to 6 o'clock position in the anastomosis appeared to be inflamed in mucosa, which was biopsy for histologic diagnosis or any local neoplastic recurrence. Of the adenocarcinoma, the local recurrence of the adenocarcinoma. After the biopsy, it started oozing, so I put two metallic clips times two in this area, with adequate hemostasis. Number 4, number 6, number 7, and total hemorrhage recognition, away from the polypathology. Away from the biopsy of this, number 2, away from the biopsy of the biopsy of the rectosigmoid anastomosis. If the biopsy goes out to be an integral cell, the second patient should have a classical endoscopic ultrasound. If the biopsy comes negative, polypathology comes negative, then repeat colonoscopy in 2 years. The repeat colonoscopy, colonoscopy in 1 year. Repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Follow up advice to check if the patient's time recovery, recovery should be completely measured as soon as possible. Follow up to his admission. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Paul Tran. Day of procedure was February 6th on 22nd. That's February 6th on 23rd.